This week's shiur is sponsored L'Zchus Shneir Zalman Shanowitz and Elozer Ben Bela Felberbaum. The learning of the Dvar Torah is L'Zchus Reb Shalom Mordechai Halevi Ben Rivka for a Geula Kroiva Min HaMeitzar El HaMercha. This week's Dvar Torah is about the Yiddish image. The Medrash writes that the Yidden were redeemed from Mitzrayim in the Zchus of being separate from the Goyim. This was done in keeping their Yiddish names, speaking a Yiddish language, and wearing Yiddish clothing. The Torah tells us clearly, "Uvechukaseihem lo yiseilechu," and in their statutes you should not go. The Rambam explains this iser, just as a Yid is different from a Goy in Amunah, and Torah and Mitzvahs, so too Hashem wants that we be separate in our dress, hairstyles, and the shuls that we build. The Sefer HaChinuch explains that the purpose of this mitzvah is that we distance ourselves and should despise the behavior of the Goyim, even their clothing. In Shulchan Aruch, this is brought to Halacha, that one is not allowed to dress like the Goyim or imitate their actions in other areas. The Medrash writes that Hashem says to the Yidden, "If you are separate from the Goyim, then you are mine," which means living in Geula in Eretz Yisrael. "But if not, you are in the hands of Nebuchadnezzar and his type, and then you will go into Golos." In the year Tafresh Dalet, the Russian government passed a gzeira forbidding the customary Yiddish levush, way of dress, forcing the Yidden to change to a more modern way of dress, and to remove their extended payas. This was brought about by the Maskilim, who wanted Yidden to mix amongst the Goyim, Rachmona Litzlan. The Yidden responded with unwavering resistance, making every effort to annul the terrible gzeira. At first, the government offered the option of paying tax for the levushim, knowing that the Yidden would not change so quickly. Many Yidden chose to pay the tax rather than dress like the Goyim, but some could not afford this. The Shaila came before all G'dayle Yisrael of the time. What is one obligated to do in order to avoid this issue? Some Rabbonim held that all must go on Mesiras Nefesh, for this was a Gzeiras Hashmad, a direct effort to take away Yidden from Yiddishkeit. Others, including the Tzemach Tzedek, held that one need not give his life, as the government was just interested in having all its citizens dress alike. A third group made a pshara, a compromise, saying that although Mesiras Nefesh was not necessary, one was obligated to do all that he can, including paying the tax or escaping to another country. The local police in each town went straight to work, mercilessly beating all those caught transgressing the gzeira. Men and women were publicly shamed and beaten when inspected for Yiddish levushim. In some cities, being unsuccessful, the police left the Yidden alone, while in other places this continued for many years. In a sicha said to the women, the Rebbe spoke of the importance of being separate from the Goyim by wearing distinctive clothing. The schus of the Yidden in leaving Mitzrayim was that they held on to the Yiddish way of dress for men and women. They were not influenced by the garb of the Mitzrayim around them or by their behavior. Knowing that they are an Am Echad, it was self-understood that they should not lower themselves. Does it make sense that just because a Mitzri decided to wear such a clothing, a Yid should copy him? The Hira is that we must not change our dress, and specifically through this we will gain the respect of the nations amongst which we live, for they will see that we stand by our principles. This is the way that leads us out of Golus. In response to a question regarding the importance of Yiddish clothing, the Rebbe expressed surprise at the possibility for any doubt in this matter, for it is clear from many words of Chazal and Halachas. The Rebbe mentions the Pasuk in Tzfanya where it is written that Hashem will judge those who go with Goyish clothing, and notes the Tshuvas of the Tzemach Tzedek against such dress. In the Zohar HaKadosh it is written that the Yetzer Hara begins to influence a person through his clothing, just like Yosef who was grabbed by his garment. One must strengthen himself to escape exactly as Yosef HaTzadik did. A maskil trying to ridicule Reb Simcha Bonova Pshischa asked, "Did Avraham Avinu also wear a shtraimel and a silk kapata?" Reb Simcha Bonim answered, "Exactly which kind of garments he wore, I do not know. But I do know that he looked to see how the Goyim were dressed and made sure to dress differently." One of the children standing waiting to receive a coin from the Rebbe was dressed in a Tzivis Hashem cap and a shirt that had a childish Goyish character on it. The Rebbe asked him if he belonged to Tzivis Hashem, And when the boy nodded yes, the Rebbe asked why he was wearing such a shirt. When the Rebbe was shown pictures of the day camp in Morocco, the Rebbe noted on one photo where a child was dressed as an Arab, it is not appropriate to dress like this. Once the Chassid Reb Peretz Chayin arrived at the Tzemach Tzedek together with another Chassid that was zeichet to be by the Alter Rebbe, but was now dressed in a more modern fashion. When they came before the Tzemach Tzedek, he did not recognize the other Chassid and asked Reb Peretz who he was. After being told, the Tzemach Tzedek said in wonder, "Is that so? Had I known that clothing have such an effect on a person, I would have been meiser nefesh for it." When the gezeira of the clothing was placed upon the Yidden in Poland, the Gerer Rebbe, the Chidush Harim, said that it was necessary to be meiser nefesh. As time passed, the police realized that most Yidden would not follow the decree, and getting tired of using violence, they became lax in their enforcement. The Maskilim could not tolerate this. They went to the Russian commissioner and told him that there were some officers who were not doing their duties, and this surely was the result of bribes that they must have received from wealthy Chassidim. They added that the best course of action would be to force the Gerer Rebbe to instruct the Yidden to follow the decree, and if he refused, he should be imprisoned. At midnight, the chief of police arrested the Chidush Harim, brought him to the town hall area, where high officials proposed that he issue the instructions. When he refused, they threatened to shave off his beard. "Even if you do whatever it is in your power to do, I will not cause others to transgress," he said. Realizing that words alone would achieve nothing, the officials imprisoned him in a cell of tough criminals. The Rebbe's imprisonment spread like wildfire. The holy tzaddik Rabbi Nachum Mendel of Kotsk reassured the chassidim that there is nothing to worry about, for not only would the police not touch the tzaddik's beard and payas, but in his chus, the gzeira would be annulled. Meanwhile, outside the town hall, tens of thousands of Yidden protested and were joined by a number of Polish citizens. When this reached the Russian commissioner, he was warned that this might begin a revolt. Soon, a Yiddish delegation came to protest about the treatment being given to a man of such greatness. He promised to free the Gerer Rebbe at once. Over a week later, the Gzeira was repealed. At the time of the Gzeira's Hamabushim, two officers barged into the home of Reb Hillel Parecher to cut off his payas. Reb Hillel held his long payas tightly, not allowing them to do so. Forcefully, they withdrew their swords and began hitting his hands and head, causing him to scream. His neighbor, a tailor who had a good relationship with the officers, heard him and came running, and after promising them gifts, he convinced them to leave. Very thankful, Reb Hillel promised the tailor that after 120 years, he would be buried near him. Many years later, Reb Hillel was brought to burial in the distant city of Kherson. The tailor, getting older, traveled to live with one of his children. On his way, he stopped in Kherson and stayed at the Beis Hektish, the community hostel, where he fell ill and passed away. The Chevra Kedisha prepared his body and took him to be buried, intending to place him in the section for unknown people. But due to the fierce winter snow, they unknowingly buried him near Reb Hillel. When spring arrived, people visiting the Beis HaChaim noticed an unknown kever near Reb Hillel. After some inquiry about this person who had this great zchus, they revealed the promise made to the tailor and recognized the Hashgacha Elyona that brought his promise to fruition. Reb Hillel once explained that his Mesiras Nefesh came from a Ksav Yad of the Tzaddik Reb Pinchas Karetzer, in which he writes that the Goyesha clothing was the 50th gate of Tumah, which had the Eden fallen in it in Mitzrayim, they would have not been able to be redeemed, which is Makif de Bina de Klipa. Similarly, in the times of Mashiach, there will be an endeavor to make the Yidden change their clothing, and unfortunately they will succeed. It will only be in the schus of individuals that will go on Mesiras Nefesh not to change their dress that all the Yidden will go to the Geula. Reb Hillel concluded, anyone that would have seen this Ksav Yad would be Meiser Nefesh for the Yiddish dress. Yidden were always particular that the right side of their garment should be over the left. The Rebbe was ma'irer about this a number of times, and explained that this is done so that Kedusha and Chesed, which are associated with the right side, should be strong and prevailing.